Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and we're coming to you from the SDN NFE World Congress in The Hague. And I'm delighted to be joined by Jean Singh, VP and GM of Telecom Applications Business Unit at Lanner. Welcome.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to join this chatting.
So this is the first time that Lanner, I believe, has been on Chip Chat. Can you just give us some background on the company and your role at the company?
So Lanner has been in the IPC industry, mainly focused on ODM business. And in the last 15 years, company do a great job providing 86-based Intel solution for the entire network security industry. So Lanner been one of the leading network appliance supply to most of the leading network security vendor for the 86 computers. And about 3 years ago, I joined from my previous job is Acculusion, and I've been in the service provider telecom industry for about 28 years. And I found out that one of the great things is about service provider network transformation, leveraging the software-defined network and network function virtualization. So we start the business unit called Telecom Application Business Unit that is proactively join the entire ecosystem to work with a service provider for such transformation. And we contribute a lot on the POC together with the ecosystem partner. Primarily, they are with the virtual CP platform, the OpenStack platforms, and also the SD-WAN applications. Starting from this year, they are quite good results showing that the SD-WAN application do wrap up not only from service providers, but also is quite accept in the CIO from different industry and enterprise sectors. They all ran up to Xkin for SD-WAN solutions.
Yeah, it seems like SD-WAN has been a really hot topic at SDN NFE World Congress as well this week. Why do you think there is such a focus on SD-WAN as a targeted application from the service provider industry now?
Because service provider doing network transformation using SDN, and SD-WAN is part of the portfolio using the same technology, but more focused on recapping the router for both headquarter office and the branch office networking for the enterprise. And it do reduce overall CapEx and OPEX in terms of the entire network connectivities. And to service provider, it's a new revenue stream to them because in the past, they only focus doing the bandwidth selling and the circuit selling. And to offer SD-WAN as part of their portfolio as an integrated solution in addition to the bandwidth, is newer revenue generators.
Mm-hmm.
So service provider, whether they are in different geography, in different country, starting from North America, those are tier one, they're introducing this service starting from last year. So the others, they don't offer the same SD-WAN to enterprise, sometimes will be facing a challenge from the market. This can make the SD-WAN become one of the hardest application and use cases.
Now, obviously, SD-WAN has ushered in the focus on Universal Customer Presence Equipment, or UCPE. Lanner made some interesting news recently about a new Intel Select solution for UCPE. Tell me about the configuration that you've assembled and why you decided to bring this to market now.
So as I mentioned, in the past 3 years, we do actively participate in POC, field trial, and some service launch together with a service provider and the software ecosystem partner. And starting from a very entry, like Rangeley-based platform, they do show some advantage. But however, if customer, they're urging for more core count, they definitely should go to a Xeon D-based solution. And Skylake D is a new platform announced by Intel, I think, in probably beginning of the year.
That's correct.
And it is an ideal platform because it offers more CPU core count. And also in our design, we integrate switch together with the MAC controller provided by Intel. So it offers higher speed in terms of network connectivities and more ports and the performance enhancement that make sure that this NCA 4020 is an ideal platform for middle-range enterprise as well as the corporate network.
I think you're also, within that configuration, utilizing the Intel Quick Assist technology for improved performance. Is that correct?
Yes, and it do shows the difference whether the system running, whether it's an open virtual switch or OpenStack VNF, across when the system is powered by the QAT provided by Intel, it do significantly improve the system performance. So in our booth, in this SDN Congress, we do have demo showing that a system with QAT enabled and without QAT, and they are significantly improved.
Very cool. What has the customer response been to this platform, and where are you seeing traction in terms of customer interest?
Those interests are many, starting from those VNF vendors, and they're looking for a higher bandwidth and a cost-effective platform for the high-end, middle to high-end position. And so while we launched 3 weeks ago, we received quite a lot of inquiry from those vendors looking for sample for some showcase. I think starting from this month, some of our field sales team, they also receive an inquiry from a service provider. So we're looking for some good outcome by end of the year.
That's fantastic. How does the focus on SD-WAN and UCPE extend into Lanner's broader focus for engaging with the NFVI community?
Yeah, so this is we call from A to A plus process to enhance the overall time to market, not only from service provider perspective, but also for those VNF vendors, because we have some earlier engagement on the joint validation on hardware side and software side. So the overall engagement with those 20 NFVI vendors and also the VNF vendors to showing the power of the community that we do have the ability to make things happen faster than customer expectation.
Thank you so much for sharing this exciting news with us. Congratulations on the Intel Select solution. It's an exciting configuration, especially with the performance enhancements that you've built into that solution. One final question for you. If folks are listening online, they want to engage with Lanner on either delivering a solution to market or working with you on a deployment, where would you send them for more information?
Okay, so for customers, they are interested to figure out more information on Lanner's portfolio in this UCP space. It is welcome to visit our website at www.lannerinc.com. We will have more information and some showcase.
Fantastic. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.